presents Long Live the King by Faye Weldon. Read by Catherine Calvin. December 1901. Adela annoys her father.
Will we be going to the coronation, father?
Asked Adela in all innocence. She should not have. He was now in a bad mood. Adela was hungry. She waited for her father to start his breakfast. No one could begin before he did. The last food she'd had was at 6 the previous evening. Supper had been a bowl of chicken soup, its fourth appearance at the table, and some bread and cheese, from which Ivy the maid had been obliged to scrape away so much mould there was precious little cheese left. The rectory at Yatbury was an abstemious household, dedicated more to the pleasures of the spirit than the flesh.
"We certainly will not," her father said. "I dare say your uncle and his brood will prance around in ermine robes with sealskin spots, but I will not be there to witness it, nor will any member of my household."
He spoke of his elder brother, Robert, the 8th Earl of Dilburn, whom he hated.
"But, father," said Adela, better if she had kept quiet.